Welcome to our podcast today. We're going to talk about antibiotic prescribing for adults, its specific challenges and aspects of communication. I'm Attila Altiner, a GP from Germany, and I'm going to talk with my fellow colleague Laura Noonan from Ireland. So if you think of the consultation, the actual consultation, and its challenges, what is the first thing which comes into your mind?
Attila, a very important challenge that we face as GPs on a daily basis is the actual diagnostic uncertainty and diagnostic dilemmas that face us when we meet these patients who have upper respiratory tract infections. There is no definitive test that we can use that will tell us which patients require an antibiotic and which patients don't. There are scores and tools that are available to help us, things like the CENTAUR score or a rapid strep test that can be available in the office. But still, none of these will definitively say which patients will require an antibiotic or not.
When it comes to patient expectations and exploring these expectations, we've learned that we probably overestimate the patient's wish for antibiotics. But sometimes we have to face this challenge, a patient really expecting or believing in antibiotics.
I feel that firstly, you need to thoroughly examine the patient and reassure them that on your examination you have found nothing serious that warrants an immediate prescription for antibiotics. And by not trivializing their symptoms and by being empathetic towards them, they will hopefully understand that you have their best interests at heart.
When I think about the challenges within the consultation for respiratory tract infections, I myself sometimes feel a pressure to prescribe or at least to do something, maybe even to overreact. Do you have this experience too?
Well, I can easily tell you, Attila, that you are not alone in experiencing those feelings. GPs report that the prescribing of antibiotics is one of the most uncomfortable prescribing decisions that they have to make. So in my own research and study, which I conducted in an Irish population, I actually discovered that the main reason that patients were attending with symptoms of a cough, cold or flu was to actually relieve symptoms and not just to receive an antibiotic. So I think that if GPs and people who are prescribing are aware of these facts, they will feel less pressurised to prescribe antibiotics and hopefully will be able to target their treatment plans towards over-the-counter remedies that should help symptom control.
What you say is also, however, a bit challenging in regard to the communication skills, because what you just suggested is to explore the expectations of your patients. But that's not such an easy thing, I think, because you just can't ask your patients, what do you want? So how do you manage this challenge, how to explore patients' expectations?
I suppose if we look at some consultation models, we can consider that the most important thing when a patient first arrives into the room will be to connect with them and try to establish the reason that they are attending. And when you're summarizing back what they have said to you, that's a way of exploring, have you achieved their expectations and are you going to achieve an outcome that they're hoping to achieve from the consultation? Then you hand over that responsibility to the patient. And then, as we said earlier, you safety net to make sure that you're not missing patients who are going to have more serious illnesses. So I think by using a good consultation model and by being comfortable using that, you can achieve good outcomes from your consultations without reducing patient satisfaction.
I would probably answer the same, but an argument I sometimes have to face is that colleagues telling me, well, this is all good in theory, but in the real world, in real practice, I simply don't have the time to have a real open discussion with my patient. Can you strengthen this argument, or do you have different experiences from your own practice?
Time management is obviously important. When a general practitioner has a waiting room full of people who all need to see them in a given day, they only have so much time to spend with each particular patient. But by delivering the knowledge and empowering that patient, you're saving time in the future because patients will learn how to self-care and self-manage using over-the-counter remedies and symptomatic relief to manage their simple upper respiratory tract infection at home.
Okay, Laura, I have one last question for you. If there's one thing you can ask your fellow doctors to stop doing in order to reduce inappropriate prescribing, what would that be?
That's a really good question, Attila, and I'm really glad that you asked me that. It's hard enough to come up with one particular piece of advice, but I think if I had to choose one, I would say or urge doctors not to give in to patient pressure, or more importantly, perceived patient pressure. Doctors have to remember that patients want to feel better. And once patients realise that oral antibiotics won't do this and then it's easier for the doctor not to prescribe them. So educating patients is really vital. And also, doctors need to be aware that each consultation for an upper respiratory tract infection shouldn't be a battle. It should be a shared negotiation with a decision made at the end that both the doctor and the patient are happy with. And through education, I think this can be achieved.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think it's also important for our fellow colleagues to realize that this is not a change which can just happen in a moment. It's a continuous work, but it's really something worth working for. Yeah. Thank you.